The future of recipes. Recipes have been a regular feature in the Braille Monitor for nearly 50 years. It began in November 1971 with a single Recipe of the Month. In December of 1991, it changed to showcase multiple recipes provided by each state affiliate in turn. The original purpose of this change was to increase the opportunity to get to know the Federationists contributing the recipes and widen the variety of culinary offerings. The recipes shared have brought a lot of joy and connection. Sharing recipes is a traditional method of welcoming new members into the family, whether by marriage or membership. It can strengthen bonds and offer a touch of familiarity when someone has had to move to a new town or state. That said, this is a feature that is nearly 50 years old. That doesn't mean it needs to be discarded as out of date, but it does mean we need to take a serious look at it and decide whether to continue. Are the recipes something that are still eagerly anticipated, or with the rise of recipe websites, is it unnecessary? Is it something state affiliates take pride and joy in contributing, or is it a chore that distracts a busy affiliate while organizing programming? Do we keep going as is, freshen it up with a change of format, or with love and regret decide that the time for it to retire has come? We at the Monitor want to hear from our readers about this. We want to know what you think about it and how you'd like to see the Monitor move forward with this feature. Please email gwunder@nfb.org, and let your voice be heard as we consider the shape of the Monitor going forward.